Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Broad Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Out.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. With me today is a very special guest. You guys know her. She's been with us before. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome back CEO of UBC-TV, Ms. Peggy Dodson. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you very much, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is my pleasure to welcome you back in 2020 to this wonderful broadcast and to bring somebody who, you know, we're doing a special right now on women in business and who else besides the legendary Peggy Dodson to talk to about UBC-TV.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Now, what can we tell folks what UBC, for those who may have been under a rock for these last decades or so, but what can you tell us about UBC-TV?
Well, I think I can break it down into one sentence, if I can remember. Well, UBC is, I guess technically, you could say we're an urban broadcasting company. And UBC is a media technology broadcast company that creates original urban lifestyle content, goods, and services that's distributed over multiple platforms globally. That's the basis of what it really is, in a word.
Why is it so important to have something like UBC-TV these days?
Well, I think I know for one reason is our culture. We need to be able to tell our own stories, and those stories need to be told by us. Some years ago, the only stories, only people that were telling our stories were not of our race or culture. And as the more the world gets multi-platform, the more culture is important. And we've known for many years that that African Americans, we have over $1 trillion buying power, and that's growing, and that we are the creators of the world, and people follow us. We over-index in video. We over-index. We purchase everything. We over-index in everything, but yet we're the least represented in reference to who we really are, and people have basically painted us as one-dimensional, although today things are better. I must say that some of my colleagues are working a lot, and some of the studios have opened up more to accepting us to be on screen, whether it's the small screen or the big screen. But there's so much more still to be done, because the problem is controlling the narrative. We still are not controlling the narrative, which means that our stories are not being told, although there are more of us in front of the camera and more of us behind the camera. The stories are still not being told.
Well, Peggy, why do you think they're not being told the way we wish to tell them, even to this day where, as you pointed out, things have gotten a teensy bit better, but why are we still not controlling the narrative?
Well, because the industry is controlled by white males. And it's a well-known fact. I mean, I'm in so many meetings. I meet with, you know, the Googles, the Facebooks, the companies that I'm always around, AT&T's, and I have deals with most of them. But the issues that they also recognize is not that they're recognizing the issue that a lack of diversity. When you don't have people of color at the table, you have the wackiest stuff that comes out. We've seen in some of the commercials that have been on, you know, we're saying, you know, like I think it's, what company was it that had the blackface, Prada? I mean, you created
right.
Blackface. You know, who was at the table to decide
exactly.
that? And they actually greenlit it.
Absolutely.
And it's unbelievable.
Which makes no sense. Exactly. And I have to jump in because I know exactly what you mean. Here in New York,
I watched, we just kind of wrapped. In February, you know, it's Black History Month, and they show, tell stories, you know, little on the news, they show a little five-second clip about, usually it's, you know, kind of textbook black hero type thing, and they'll talk about it for a few seconds. And it's usually where they're totally white anchors talking about it, which is okay, but then they... I noticed, since I watched the news all the time, that they were they kept retelling the same clip, showing the same clip over and over. No one bothered to come up with different clips about different black heroes. And I said, wow, they're not only – I said, this is just – they're just trying to capitalize on it and not even making a real contribution to their own broadcast about the contributions of blacks. And history, and this is something, and it just reminds me of what you're saying about having a seat at the table, having a seat at the table. And to me, I think, like UBC TV, it's having the whole darn dining room. I think this is the thing that I'd like to see, and as you so eloquently put it, with things that are changing, and they are changing slowly, and we have folks who are looking more and more like us in front of the camera, but and some behind the camera, but it really needs to be on a corporate level, I think. How do you weigh in on that?
Well, yeah, I totally agree with you. It needs to be more on a corporate level. You're right, where there are more people of color on corporate boards, where you have, I mean, for instance, venture capital, women, period. That's good to say women. There's what, 0.1% of women own projects are being funded by venture capitalists. And so, you know, the 99.9% of them are male. And, you know, just having more people of color at the table and more women of color at the table in these corporations and to be able to green light things, to be able to say there are a handful of women out here now that are green lighting. They're getting deals at Netflix and things of that nature. But we're so far behind still. It's like the weight of the world is on a handful of people's shoulders.
And you would
it shouldn't
think
be
this
like
is,
that.
Exactly. You would think this is a no-brainer because when we are faced on television – like, I have so many of these amazing stories to share with you guys today. One that kind of jumps out at me is, you know, the diversity in my own company at Hair Radio LLC. And I have folks who represent the rainbow. We have Caucasian colleagues and associates here. We have African Americans. We have folks who are outside of the country. We have folks over in Ghana who support us and who promote us out there. But one of my favorite times, I had one of my colleagues on who's not an African-American, and I remember showing the flyer for our big Hair Nation Expo events. We're going to talk about that as well down the road some. But I was showing the flyer where we have these beautiful three ladies who are African-American, so it looks on the picture, in different shades. And we do that so everybody can identify. And it's gone over very well in the black community. But the colleague, again, who's not African-American, said to me, is it possible we could have, instead of that maybe, she said it delicately as you could put it, but could we put a Caucasian face on there instead of the three black ladies, I guess. I forget exactly how she worded it because she really tiptoed around that. But she didn't mean any harm. Just in her world, she was never used to looking at so many black images. And so to her, this was like, you know, can you put something, you know, a white person on or whatever the case might be. I forget how she said it. Again, I wish I could remember. I was kind of in consternation. I was taken back for a moment, taken aback at what she had asked me because I thought to myself, I was very polite, but I said, you know, I wake up every morning, I turn on the TV, I'm bombarded with images of folks who don't look like me. mm-hmm. all day, every day, night and day,
right.
month after month, for year after year, for decade after decade.
Yeah,
and
true.
You can't look at a flyer for 5 seconds with black folk? I really wanted to say that. And she's probably listening to this broadcast right now. Well, you know who you are. But I just crack up at it because I said, you mean to tell me you can't stand to see it but for 5 seconds and I have to live my entire life, you know, looking at images? Not that we are against anybody, but it's just the fact that we're all trying to live together and get along. So the key is to be fair, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Hair Radio, and I love the Hair Radio Morning Show because we can point out some of those differences and some of those things, and it's not to the degree where we're trying to alienate or xenophobia or anything like that. We're all here with a similar purpose called life and trying to lead our way and navigate our way through this thing, and that's what I'm here to say. So it still cracks me up to that degree.
Yeah, it's just about equality, actually.
Equality.
It's just about equality and being just and being fair and being even and being reflective of the country. You know, even now you have the formula casting doesn't work anymore. They still do it to a degree where you have one black person or one, Latino, Asian, I mean, gosh, very, very, very seldom, even though in the Academy Awards you had the big winner this season was an Asian a film, but
right.
very seldom you have, even with the newscasters, you can see the local news. You may have one African-American anchor, you may have the top anchor may be a white male, you know, that's the way they do it. It's 1 to 3, 1 to 4, or maybe 2. Every now and then you get 2, depending on, I guess, their demographics. But, you know,
well,
right
I think it also depends on the time
fair.
Of day that you might.
True.
Yeah, there's
mm-hmm.
still some, like you say, I love what you say, there's so much work to be done because I watch a lot of the anchor news locally here in New York City. And what I do notice is that it's exactly what you said, and sometimes it's even worse because you don't even have – there's no representation with a black male anchor lead, or so very rare.
It's rare.
And then, you know what I mean? And then you're not even seeing a real representation of even the African-American experience because what you'll see are folks who are just one complexion. You never see the real rainbow. And you certainly don't see natural hair being reflected. What you see are basically the same cookie-cutter reporter styles, straight hair to the shoulder or something like that. That's all that you see. It's the same old, same old. And you can tell, you can absolutely tell that there is nobody black sitting at that table. And even when they talk about black stories and reporting things, you can still tell by the narrative, by what's being reported and the angle and the – you can still tell. You get a chill like, oh, did they just say that and that kind
because
of
the
thing.
Editors, because the editors,
the
producers
right.
are not people of color.
That's
and
right.
I've,
and
I
we
have
feel
a,
it,
a,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and if they are some – for instance, I won't bring up any names of networks.
No.
But, and because I have friends that work at them. But, you know, there
right.
are some – I have one colleague that told me, even with people who are of color, African-American, they use the same people over and over again, which is very boring because you get create the same opinion and it doesn't diversify,
true.
Even to the same black voices, you know, like these are the only people you know. You can't pull somebody else
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
And one of my white colleagues told me, and she said, Peggy, I'm apologizing to you. I said, you don't need to apologize to me. You need to apologize to everyone else. But she says, what happens is that sometimes things move so fast, they don't think about bringing anyone else in. They only go to the pot that they know. And they get people that they're familiar with, and it's a very incestuous business
exactly.
because people only you know, like you, like for instance, you see comedy sitcoms and you see Kelsey Grammer. How many shows was he on? I mean, Kelsey Grammer. Oh my God. 10 shows.
Listen, I just watched exactly, and it's so funny you say that. Not to pick on him, but I just happened to be watching Patricia Heaton's new show on Thursday night, and who pops up at the end? Kelsey Grammer.
There you go.
And I say to folks out there that what happens is, it seems like other communities can kind of fail forward. They can have one show after another that kind of gets shut down, or it doesn't be a, or it's not a hit, and they keep on going on and on and on. They just get so many additional and extra opportunities where we can't, we have to fight and do something amazing just to get half of one. But I love what you said, and let me just tell everybody again, guys, if you just tuned in, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest with us today is Miss Peggy Dodson. Now, you guys know her. She is the CEO of UBC-TV, and we're so excited to welcome you back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning, Miss Peggy Dodson.
Good morning. I'm here.
Yes, you are. Now, listen, I wanted to jump in. You mentioned something a little while ago about equality, and I thought it was the perfect lead-in to talk about hair equality. I've just launched a new site, hairequality.com, which kind of takes you to our Hair Nation Expo platform, but it talks about the diversity and how important that there's something out there that we're going to get into just a tad called the Crown Act. And so hair equality makes everybody part of that conversation, like you said, about seats at the table. That's what this is all about. We want to recognize everybody's hair and not let folks use our hair in the black community to be discriminated against. And I wanted to get your thoughts on hair equality and what you think. You know, we've all, you know, folks, especially natural hair folks, and even those who are not, our hair has been very important to us, and folks have used that to separate us. And what's your take on it?
Well, it's like Samson and Delilah. What happened with Samson? Mm. He cut his hair and he lost his powers. Mm. So hair to us is part of our cultural expression, and it's part of our power, and it's part of who we are. And you know, having to. I had a friend who has locks, and he had to cut his locks. He got a new job. He said, "I'll cut my hair," and because they don't, you know, like, have to cut my locks. They don't want that. And it's just a way of making people lose their identity and fit into something that has no soul, no creativity, no nothing. And when you fall for that, into that no soul, no nothing, you are then dictated to be someone that you are not. And, I mean, black folks have been always, we just see our hair everywhere. I mean, from locks to all types of braids and everything, hair expressions. You know, I love the hair shows because I love the competitions, the creativity that's created. And I feel that that is an expression of who we are, and it should always be welcome. And I'm so glad and so happy about the Crown Act, because – you know, no one should be penalized because they have locks. I have locks. And, you know, because I am a creative.
They just keep their fingers out of our hair? I mean, my goodness. Leave
our
hair alone.
I know. The hair is very powerful because it's your crown. It's your crown. Your crown is your loyalty, your heritage. And you know, this goes all the way back to, you know, slavery and them bringing us here and totally taking anything and everything away from us that identifies who we are as a culture or race of people. I always say culture, you know, our culture. And and they had to do that in order to control and you know, defame. But what's happening now is that that's not flying anymore. We're in a new era of acceptance and creativity and culture. I think we're in a cultural revolution.
Exactly.
Where all the stuff that used to be is no more. We're not tolerating the way that things used to be. And it's a great change. It's a wonderful change. And
exactly.
That's why I keep my hair in locks, because I want people not to know, you know, I mean, afros, locks, I mean, japros. You have, you can go to Japan, and what they call, they wear afros over there. They're called japros. Japros, like Japan afros.
Wow.
People follow our culture globally, from
exactly.
whether it's hair or what have you. And so why should we cut our hair when that's our power? I want little girls and little boys and people who are executives to know that, yes, you can be professional and wear your suit, your heels, or whatever, and your hair could be locks, it could be afro, it could be whatever. It's just an expression of who you are, which is you have to bring yourself into the room anyway.
Exactly. And I think, yeah. Peggy, you're absolutely right. It also seems that, to me, what folks who are not in this community just don't understand, and they don't care to understand it. They just want to, you know, I don't know what, I can't even make any sense of it, but the thing is, where there was a teenage boy and he was, you know, that wasn't even allowed to march in a graduation because of his hair and all this kind of crazy, it's so crazy and bizarre that
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't even make any sense. And the only thing I can kind of maybe say is that in these other communities, maybe their hair just doesn't mean anything to them. It's not that cultural deep resonance with them, and perhaps that's it. I don't know. But what I am here to say is that, and to reiterate what you said, and we cannot tolerate that going forward. This Crown Act, which is really creating a respectful and open world for natural hair, and that's really what this is about. And you have these states in New Jersey just being like the third in the nation at this time. I think there's a fourth. There are a few states where it's pending, and this is where they have passed these bills to not discriminate against folks, especially for natural hair, but you know, using the hair as a way to separate and treat people in a derogatory fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep an eye on it right here on the Hair Radio. We wouldn't be the Hair Radio Morning Show if we didn't, Miss Peggy Dodson. Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah,
speaking
yeah.
of little girls, and you mentioned this earlier, you know, just to even ask you, because you've been really doing some amazing things at UBC-TV and being a CEO, you already set an example for young women. But what can you tell us? Like, if you have to share advice, what advice would you share with young girls out there about being a CEO or whatever you think they can do?
Well, my advice is never give up on your dreams. You know, you dream something, and people have to understand that, you know, the head of Google and IBM and Microsoft, all those companies were created in someone's mind. And then they were created some in garages, Facebook. All these guys worked out of garages and small spaces. They didn't just pop up. And everything is a process. It doesn't go a straight line. It will go up and it will go down. But you have to believe in your dreams, and you have to believe in yourself and never, ever give up. One of my mentors always told me, he says, never, ever give up. You don't ever give up, because that last swing of the bat that you decide not to swing could be the home run that you were looking, you know, to hit. And
right.
if you believe in something and you created it, that's what life is all about, creativity. You know, even,
absolutely.
You know, everything. Just don't give up on your dreams. You can be whatever you want to be. Don't allow anyone else to determine who you are. You determine who you are. That's between you and the Creator, the Most High. I've had people tell me so many discouraging things on my path. I've been on this path for a while, and as you know, Carrie, we're like
yeah.
we're like sister and brothers, you know.
We have,
you know,
been
we've been
always, yes.
You sometimes you have to make a way. You have to find a way, and you know, because people actually
and we lived in
you.
The same house at some point, so
yes,
we really
I know,
are. Like
I know we're like sisters and brothers.
We
know?
Really are,
and,
yeah.
And you never know how many people really have faith in you and how many
exactly.
how many people are looking up to you. I mean, there's been times where I said, oh, God, I got to give this up. I can't do this anymore. And, you know, and someone like, a, you know, a teenager would call and say, oh, Miss Dobson, you're such an inspiration to me. My God, I just want to.
Exactly.
And I said, no, I can't. I've got to keep going.
And you pick yourself up and you roll on. That's
exactly,
right.
Exactly. Wow. But, you know, you just have to
keep
at it.
Who are some of the folks, Peggy, who have influenced you? You are an influence to many other young women. But who are some of the folks who've made an impression on you?
My mother.
Wow.
My mother. She's at the top of the food chain. My mother was so amazing. She's in heaven now. And my dad, too. But my mom was just a powerhouse. She was an entrepreneur. She was a very spiritual being, mother of the church. She was a community activist. She was a healer. She was a negotiator. She was a financier. She was, and then she was my mother. And you know, I have sisters and brothers, and she was mama. But she balanced all of those things, and she was just so smart. She could do anything. But if I could be, you know, a third of what my mom was, then I feel I'm a success because she was awesome. And, you know, I look at other women like Harriet Tubman. These are my role models. Harriet Tubman was just phenomenal. She was... If you don't know about Harriet Tubman, she was part of the CIA. Besides the Underground Railroad, she was, I don't know if they've told the story, but she was part of the CIA. She was a spy, and she helped recruit, you know, people from the South to fight in the North, you know, because in the beginning, you know, the North is getting their butt kicked, and just a whole bunch of other things. She was fearless. She was very fearless. You know, Cicely Tyson, Aretha Franklin. These are the, you know, people, Billie Holiday. I go look at people from that era because those are the trailblazers that really kick the doors in. And when they're at a time when, you know, it was very hard on black women, you know, because it was very hard. We have it easier now, maybe harder in some senses, but, you know, we have it easier now. But the top of the food chain, my mom, my mother. She was just amazing. And she could sing, too. She was just amazing. And I love her to no end.
Well, it sounds like you mentioned about if you could just be a third of what your mother meant and how she still impressions and has made such a big impression on you and your family. I have to say, I think I'm going to just say, I think you've just nailed it and hit it out the park. I'm going to give you 3/3 on that. I think that you, as you were describing all the wonderful gifts that your mother shared, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, my goodness, Peggy's describing herself. That's what I got. And
yeah.
I just want to say, and I know that, and I can say that, you know,
yeah.
you've been doing some amazing things. And for you guys out there who just tuned in, we've been having this awesome conversation. When Peggy comes to town, she brings it. And we're chatting today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I wanted my first guest of this year to be Miss Peggy Dotson. She is the UBC TV CEO. And speaking of UBC TV, what are some of the programs that you guys are looking forward to bringing us?
Well, we've expanded our, Carrie, we've just taken off and
yes.
expanded the whole programming grid with UBC. We are, I guess I could say that we are going into the connected TV realm. This year, OTT, and if you don't know what that is, OTT is over the top, which is direct to consumer, and connected TV is sort of like the Roku's where you have connected TV. You're not just watching broadcast or cable anymore. What's happening is that cable is it's ending because it's too expensive and cumbersome, and it has been a thorn in a lot of people of color's side who have wanted to get into the business of storytelling on a large scale, because the certain powers that be were holding people back, and they did not want us to get it because it's expensive. What I'm in is expensive as it is, but, you know, to have $500 million to get into the cable industry, you won't own your own company, and henceforth you don't own your stories. You can't tell those stories because you have a whiteboard of directors or people who have no connection with anything with culture dictating to you what you must and cannot, what you can and cannot put on the air. So in the world that we have it now with streaming, which is taking off. I guess television did not think that it was going to take over this much, and it's taken off because now everything's going to digital streaming, as you know, Carrie. And
exactly.
So now we are able to, the playing field now is level. I can compete with anyone else out there. It's all about content is king and queen. And once you have the content, you have to have the distribution. I've been very, very blessed. Like I said, you have to stay in this game and not give it up. I've been at the right place at the right time. I've been able to cut deals, direct deals with Roku and Amazon Prime. We're going on Fire Stick. We're going on Android TV. We're doing a deal with Hulu. And I have a deal with Verizon right now, which gives me the ability to go international, linear. All the cable stations are going to digital cable. So we will also have our own, as you do with your hair radio show in your salon, which I'm sure we'll talk about, to be able to get into homes. Traditional TV is dying, has died.
Yeah.
It has already died because people...
People
just don't want to, they can't sit in front of a cable channel, and people don't want to see the commercials. They don't pertain to them. I mean, I don't want to see a commercial about Geritol. I don't need Geritol.
Not
you know,
yet.
We
don't need it quite yet.
I'm never going to need it.
Exactly.
I have my herbal compounds. And so, you know, it's just that we don't need that type of, those type of commercials. So
exactly.
What digital technology does, it gives us the opportunity to identify who's watching, when they're watching, how much they're watching, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You have artificial intelligence and all of those kind of
AI.
Things coming into play, which is a two-edged sword, but it can be used for good in order to show people the right commercials and things that they want to see pertaining to their own lifestyle. And that's what's so great about that.
Well, I love what you said. Yes, because I remember when streaming kind of started. Streaming had a slow start. At first, there was a separation between broadcast and streaming, and the streamers, you know, it was almost like a stepbrother kind of thing for if you were streaming content. Streaming was not, and when I, just as a consumer, not even talking about it in a broadcasting level, I was like, well, this sounds just the same as a song I just played digital, so I thought it was okay. I couldn't understand why the folks would look down at streaming at that time. So, you know, and as you have so eloquently put it, times have really changed. And the streaming has really taken, you know, front and center. And so
because
I'm really
now it's
proud.
Broadcast quality. Yeah, everything now is HD and 4K. And it's broadcast. Now the video has caught up because before it was like spinning and lagging and things like that. I mean,
exactly.
People like Verizon live stream the Super Bowl. And you get a live broadcast. You get broadcast HD quality, same as it goes all across the board. Because what is happening now is that content is about content and the different screens. You may want to see it on your mobile. You want to maybe see it on your tablet. You may want to connect the TV, which is like Roku, which is what we're going on. And you know, you may want to see it on screen.
And I are always,
and, Yeah.
We're always so much right there together.
Yeah,
I'm going to save our big thing for, we'll tell you about it the next time we get together, and I'm going to fill in Miss Peggy right after this call. I'm loving this today and having this wonderful conversation. But you know what, Peggy, I have to also say, one of the biggest things, the other big D in the room, of course, digital is critical and important. The other big D is demand. And being able to have, like you said, that control over what you watch and not just sit there and let folks just give you and tell you, but you get mm-hmm. to make that decision. So how does UBC TV feel about that, giving people that power?
Well, I feel great about giving the people the power. I mean, we have an iOS app coming out, and I want people to be able to get all content on as many platforms as possible. It's called TV Everywhere, and that started some time ago. And I was always embraced, you know, like you said, I was always, you know, I'm not tooting my horn, but I was one of the first three African Americans that was recognized in technology back in 2001. I was on the cover of Black Enterprise with two other sisters, and the story was Weathering the Storm, and we were three African-American women in technology, and because then I always felt that technology and media could marry each other, and once they marry, then you have something special, because then the technology then can media can then, the stories can be told over different platforms and in ways that people want them, and then you could begin to monetize. Now a lot of the commercial ad inventory now is coming onto digital, you know, because, you know, companies want to get a ROI, better ROI, which is return on investment, for the money that they're spending on advertising dollars, which means they want to reach that coveted demographic, whether it's the ex-gen or the kids or African-Americans or Latinas or whom have you. But we over-index African-Americans, particularly black women, we over-index in video. So, and we make all the decisions. So a lot of the content and commercials really today are made for women, because women make the decisions in the household. We make decisions for the men. The men are out working. Some women are out working too, but both women still make the decision whether they're working or not, because they take care of the children. And So it has a lot to do with that.
Exactly. And the marketing folks out there have long known that they always target women mm-hmm. with whatever it is that they're trying to push on the folks out there. But I have to say, Peggy, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And it's nice to see that, you know, that folks are kind of thrusting forward and making a little bit more inclusion and, you know, inclusivity out there. Because that's what forces these folks to change in these corporations, as they see the dollars, and they know we make the dollars. Maybe they're not aware that we know that they know that we know. You know,
we're the 10th largest economy in the world with the buying power.
That's right.
So, I mean, I think it's higher than that. I think it's eight. It's the eighth largest. Now, I'm saying African Americans. I'm not saying any other. I'm just saying, and then, you know, the Latinos follow us. And then, so you mean you have the fifth, the fifth largest economy in the world or here? You know, so what I was saying about UBC in reference to content, you know, my goal is to create lifestyle content. Lifestyle content helps. It has legs, and it helps us to appeal to a wider demographic, all people. Because when you talk about lifestyle, I've always wanted to have a channel that has, you know, could tell different stories. You know, for instance, we have a new show called City Vines that we're rolling out. City Vines is our food and wine show, and about new restaurants, and we've been filming that. And one of the things I wanted to do was also to teach people, people of color, about wine, because we consume, when you look at the numbers, we consume 83% of all liquors, African Americans. So, you know, now we're becoming more interested in wine, because wine has been around since the beginning of time, and wine is also very good for you. So wine pairings and things of that nature, new restaurants, and then we have an auto show that talks about autos. We have a show called Urban Access, which is like urban red carpets and things like that. We have a Style and Beauty Cafe, which is all about fashion, of new designers and all that kind of stuff and what's happening in the beauty world. And that's where you and I, we're going to make an announcement, I know soon.
Absolutely.
Are partnering together to do something very, very exciting.
Absolutely.
And I have a cannabis channel, which is all about the world of cannabis and hemp, because that is something that people need to know about from a business standpoint. I have sports, which is my namesake. I love sports, and I've done that for national TV, produced that, and we're delving into news. So we're delving into news because we need a more balanced voice. I'm tired of seeing the same old people doing the same old things, saying the same old opinions, and they're not talking to us or any people
exactly.
of color, and we need to get a real voice out here. And we have our music stuff, UBC Jams, and which is our small concert type stuff. We have going to be doing some new shows we have coming out, and you'll hear about those. But I'm really excited about the two things is our new shopping platform that we're rolling out called the Urban Home Shopping Network. And it is something like an urban QVC. It's a platform, but we're also going to be putting together a TV show that will feature all types of products and services for small businesses and entrepreneurs who can't get on the larger platforms and things like that. And so I'm very excited about that. And we have one of our big shows is called the UBC Mixed Dance Show, which is my show that I created. It is the evolution of Soul Train. We're adding DJs, and we're having poppers and breakdancers and stuff. We have some auditions coming up this spring. If we can get past being under quarantine, which is really scary right now. So hopefully we've been filming since last year, so we have a lot of new stuff coming up. And we're getting ready to make our national debut on Roku. And we have subscribers, and people who want to subscribe, they can go. It's a free subscription. We're not charging, so at the moment we're not. So we can become a member of UBC TV Network family and watch our content and all the kind of stuff we have. We have a lot of stuff coming up, Carrie. A lot of exciting things.
It sounds like it, and we are so excited for you at the Hit Radio Morning Show and the Salon TV Network. Now, I've got to ask you, so folks who want to visit your website, is there a website where they can get all this wonderful information and find out more about UBC TV?
Yes. You can go to www.ubctvnetwork.com. And you can go there, and you can actually sign up for free to your free membership, subscribership to UBC TV. And once we launch the mobile app, that same sign-in will get you into the UBC experience. So we will have premium content, live content, sports, pay-per-view, everything. And we're also adding podcasts. We have a whole lineup coming, in addition to the radio, our radio
wow.
show,
yes.
where people will be able to hear your show on our
yes.
platform as well, and vice versa. Like everybody, listen. Carrie is awesome, and he's just wonderful, and he's so just. I have to toot your horn because you're just really just so awesome, and we've kind of like had this parallel kind of.
Yes, we have, and I have to say. First of all, I want to thank Ms. Peggy Dotson. Whenever we do any of these things, and the first person I'm thinking about who can add really something that's meaningful, so that our listeners and our viewers and folks out there, you guys actually tuning in right now, who can add something to the conversation? And your name is always the first that pops up. Ms. Peggy Dotson. I can just say nothing but amazing things. You've just done some just award-winning things, at UBC TV. We're going to be following you very closely right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We will be doing a whole bunch of partnerships. We have some wonderful events that we're going to talk about with Hair Nation Expo. We'll get to that in some of the upcoming episodes. And hopefully you'll be able to come back and join us, you know, from time to time and, you know, drop some knowledge on us and you know, give us some highlights from your broadcasts and let us, you know, talk to some of those stars that are helping to pull it all together for you and bring them right here. You know, you have a family dynamic going on here at Hair Nation, at Hair Nation Expo, but the Hair Radio Morning Show and Salon TV Network. So we are, that symbiotic feeling is going on, so we want you to be front and center right here always. So thank you. Now, Peggy, is there anybody you want to shout out to this morning before we say goodbye? Anybody at all you want to shout out to?
Let's see. I would like to shout out to my team, the UBC TV family. I want to thank all the people who have supported me, Peggy Dodson, and my vision. When no one else, there are people out there that when nobody, no one else supported me, I have a handful of people that they know who they are. They were right there for me. And I have a heck of a team. We're small but mighty. You know, there's Anthony Jones, there's Lenny Nugent, Verona, Amelia, Peter. There's just a group of us here, Nathaniel, who's my webmaster, who I would not be able to do anything. But, this, you know, people have to understand all you need is a mastermind team. It doesn't take a million people. It takes a handful of people that share your vision. And trust that you are never going to give up and that you're as crazy as I am, like I am, and that sleep,
so the right
I
people.
Sleep, yeah, the right people. I believe me, I've been through the wrong people, too, and that you should always know you will go through the wrong people, but you have to come out and keep going. But
exactly.
I've been through the wrong people, and now I have such great people. I want to shout out to my team who support me and support my craziness and my manicness that I have because I'm a perfectionist, and but I work very, very hard, and we've really done some great things together, and we're getting ready to go to the next level. We're getting ready to go out into the national and international
spotlight. Well, I was about to say, I've got a news flash. I think you've already arrived at the next level. You are just doing it up. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud again to thank the amazing Miss Peggy Dodson, UBC TV CEO. And to make sure and visit their website, her website is www.ubctvnetwork.com. And we are real happy. And again, we're saying UBC. So that's U like uniform, B like boy, C like Charlie. But urban broadcast.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit FixYourFeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to HairRadio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our HairRadio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at HairRadio.com and reach the world.
Welcome, people.
At the all-natural
we
corner.
Are the all-natural corner. 12,000 rooms. We cater to all-natural body treatments, body products, skin care at the all-natural corner.
At the all-natural
yeah, we got things for health, wealth, why not make your beauty more beautiful? At your all-natural corner. Seamoss, bladder rack. We got soursop moringa. Everything that makes your body. Jersey 080-46-267-670-9457. We got all natural products. We love the community. At the all natural corner. You can get it all.
At the all natural corner.
All you can come and get. At the all natural corner.
At the all natural corner.
Tell them what you think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that all natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the all natural corner. I can't say anything else.
And I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones-Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hey, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to have you guys with us today. It's coming up on 7 o'clock in the morning. It's Tuesday, July 6th of 2021. And it's our broadcast show number 580. Let me just go ahead and say that on in. Again, 580. Really, really amazing big show today. A very special guest joining us in just a couple minutes. You guys know him. He's been with us many, 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 many times in the past. His name is Harlem Willpower, and we are so excited to welcome him back to the show. This is one of the rare times he's with us live on the show this early in the morning in these recent days, so we are happy to just bring him on the line. And then coming up a little later this morning, so we've got Harlem Will with us for the hour. So Harlem Will's going to help usher in and co-host this hour. And then coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, it's a gentleman you're going to hear for the very first time on our airways. His name is Jermell Silverback, and we're going to tell you all about him. To me, he's the entrepreneur of the decade, so you've got to hear this gentleman's story, okay? That's number one. You've got to hear his story, what he's doing for the community, what he has done for him, the businesses and his family, and just you're going to hear his whole story. He's with us as well for the whole hour from 8 to 9, and we've got a lot to talk to him about, believe me. So you're going to have a great time with this this morning on the show. All right, just going to go ahead and get him on the line early and hang on out with us, the amazing Mr. Harlem Willpower. But first, I think I have a surprise for Harlem Will. I'm going to take a little bit of kind of like a throwback moment, if you will, on some of the commentary that Harlem Will has shared about this particular subject that we're going to be delving into this morning. And you guys know, I'll let him kind of let the tape kind of play so you guys can kind of follow along a little bit. And then Harlem Will's going to join us live on the air. So this is only like a minute and a half or 2 minutes. And take a close listen. And we'll be right back a little bit live with Harlem Willpower and so much of what we're talking about.
with me on the line right now is Harlem Will Power, who is weighing in. Will, I just want to say, I know we've had an opportunity to talk of some of the amazing, the big career of infamous now, Bill Cosby, the legendary actor, comedian, educator, if you will. We're going to be peeling back the life and the legacy, if you will, of Bill Cosby. And we want to just get you to weigh in this morning on your thoughts about looking at a comprehensive perspective of this man's life and legacy. What do you have to say, Harlem Will?
Thank you for having me on. Bill Cosby's legacy is just, you know, it's such a big and grand career of somebody who is so prominent in the Black community that, you know, it deserves a full investigation, I guess is the word, but just an overall peel of what this man went through, what he represented, what he grew, and ultimately the experiences and, you know, misfortunes that lie the road that this man paved that made him a trailblazer.
Absolutely. Well, listen, folks, we are going to delve into it in an ongoing series that you'll hear right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show in the first hour in the broadcast. And again, today we're talking to Harlem Will Power. So I want to say thank you again, Harlem Will Power, for that perspective, and just stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go.
All right. It is my honor to bring back to the show live the one and only Mr. Harlem Will Power. Good morning, officially. That was one of the brief interviews that we did kind of like a while ago when Bill Cosby was incarcerated. So, again, we're live this Tuesday, July 6, 2021, and, again, it's my great honor and privilege to welcome back to the show live on the air, Mr. Harlem Will Power. Good morning, Harlem Will.
Good morning. Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for having me back on the Hair Radio Show. It's my pleasure. I miss the Hair Radio Show family. It was a while ago. That was definitely one of our first introductions in speaking about Mr. Cosby and while he was, you know, incarcerated at the moment. But now a lot of things have
changed. Man, let us go back. First of all, I want to really thank you so much for getting up early to be with us on the show. You're one of these folks who are out there. You're a first responder. You're doing so many big things, and we're so very proud of you and all of your efforts to keep folks informed on with your weekend show on Saturdays that you do live. And we'll talk about that in just a bit. But one of the big things for me that I felt that it was important to give the whole entire Cosby story, and it has been, it has had so many legs to it. Well, it really has. And nobody else was really talking about Cosby at this point. When I thought way back in February, that his story needed to be clarified, in my opinion. And I also looked at the fact, to me, is that my Caucasian friends looked at it through a different lens than what seemed to be the African-American community. And then, even within the African-American community, you have some splits where it comes to gender and other things. And so this man's legacy, like all of my promos say, is very, very varied and has a lot of legs to it. So I wanted to kind of remind you, Harlem Will, of what you said before. See, the wonderful thing about radio and TV and when you do this wonderful thing that we do each day, we get to play it back for you.
Right.
So, right. Yes, we get to play
absolutely.
It back. And so good stuff. So when you hurt yourself, because you didn't expect to hear that first thing this morning on the show, what went through your mind?
No, I just remember going back and thinking, if you know, being honest, when you hear, when I heard it, and I went, wow, I remember thinking, this might be the end. The way we were talking about him was almost like a eulogy because it was,
that's right.
You know, we were just thinking about, wow, this man did so much, and then for everything that happened towards him now, it was such a
disappointment. And it seemed like the people forgot about him, right, at that point? Do you remember that?
At that point, yeah, it seemed like people buried him. And I think the fight that me and, well, especially you leading the charge, was trying to make sure people remember that the work that he put out there,
you.
Which is something that
exactly.
I was really proud of, that his work is not forgotten, because that is one thing I would hold on and cherish forever, is that he produced such great work that inspired the black community and inspired people to really go after their dreams that they never thought about doing before. So his work cannot be tarnished, even by him. You know, it's something that shouldn't even be thrown away. No, we should be able to separate that. So that man's work is just too important to just be thrown away the way it seemed like a lot of media was trying to do it. And that's why I still sounded the way I sounded in the beginning talking about him, even though it did feel like a eulogy.
Yes. Well, you know what? I have to say, I think you actually hit the exact words that I was trying to articulate but couldn't find the right way to say it, but I think you did. And that is that you can't, there's an old saying, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. So,
yes.
And I think that is it. Because you're absolutely right. He did some incredible things that we would have still been way behind on. We would have been years back in terms of getting education to a lot of our young people who would not have had those efforts had it not been for the largesse of Mr. Bill Cosby. And so when, not to mention the fact that his television series was a number one top hit for like 8 years or so, and also was groundbreaking. It was groundbreaking.
Absolutely.
The antithesis of Good Times or, you know, those types of series. And nothing against Good Times. I've had the creator on right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So shouting out Eric Monte and all that he's done. But so when it came to Cosby was breaking down doors. Now, I have to say, for me personally, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I don't think that's a secret out there. So I grew up in Philadelphia, and Bill Cosby's image and his legacy was loomed large my whole life. I lived right near Temple University. We all know of Bill Cosby and where he came from. And we supported Bill Cosby as Bill Cosby supported the city of Philadelphia. And so this was a very challenging thing, the dichotomy that you want to kind of separate the accomplishments of this man's career from a lot of the sordid, the charges and things that have now been dismissed, if you will. We'll get into all of that kind of thing, or rolled back, we'll say. But I have to say the one big thing for me, and I really can't wait to get your opinion these days, because, you know, like I said in the setup, there's a whole lot of folks who some feel to me, first let's tackle the part where you have the races looking at it a little bit differently. To me, it kind of brought up the whole division thing, like that was similar to what we experienced with O.J. Simpson. And where, you know, the Caucasian community looked at it one way, the African-American community looked at it perhaps a different way. So that's something that was interesting to me. The other layers, now the times have changed. You know, Bill Cosby and him going to prison was the early part of the Me Too movement. When you look back and you think that, oh, wow, maybe there was a rush to perhaps, and some would say to judgment, if you will. And look, steps were taken that shouldn't have been taken. And that's why he has been freed from prison on a technicality, yes. It's definitely, let's just put it on out there. No one's trying to sweep that under the rug. Okay. It's clear. It's about as technicality as you can get. Literally, the capital T. I mean.
Right. Technicality.
It really is.
Because there is definitely some details about the case that people have to understand that he wasn't innocent. His rights were violated. In the civil case that he participated in, his rights was violated because in that case, he was not supposed to have that testimony that he gave where he admitted to what he did to the woman Constant. He was not supposed to have that testimony used against him in a criminal case. And that is what the former DA of Montgomery has said that was the problem. In a criminal case, there at the time in 2004, when the allegations surfaced, there was not enough evidence to be able to convict Bill Cosby. I don't believe that.
I think what it was, I think that's part of it, but you also have to remember it was a different time. 2003, 2004 was a very different time than it is right now. I remember we were broadcasting the Hit Radio Show. Now, days, yes, that was way pre-Me Too. So a lot of this, and so as far as I'm concerned, I don't just throw in that he was guilty because to me, there's a whole lot of things that are not quite clear. Now, I'm going to just park it there for that because it's not my position to really say whether he's innocent or guilty. I don't believe a lot of the things that I've heard alleged by some of those so-called ladies that were quick to just say any old thing, especially some of them who are clearly – let me just put it out there. But let's just say it the way it is. There are a couple of them that – there's a phrase that is kind of vulgar, but I just kind of really think it applies here, where they are, I'll say it nicely, attention seekers, okay? And these attention seekers clearly did not work. You can tell. I mean, come on. It is about as made up as you can get. Now, I'm not saying that's the case in all of those things, but that's not – that's, again, willpower, not what convicted Bill Cosby. Let's just make that clear. What did Bill, although testimony wasn't included, the thing is they should not have included testimony also from some of those other women. That was also one of the issues. But the other part of this that really surprises me is that the woman who that he made the deposition for in the civil case that the whole backroom deal or whatever was made. To me, I feel a little ambivalent about it because when you accept money, willpower, to me, I don't know if it means you're guilty or if it means you're innocent, but what I do know is that it means something. So that to me is, that's very telling. And everybody will have their stand, their position on it, whether you're for or against it or think this or that. But to me, it means something. So there's too much with this. It's not saying that perhaps he's not, that he is guilty, and I'm not saying I give nobody a pass for behaviors such as that. I give nobody a pass. And I don't think that I also don't believe in blaming the victim either. I don't believe you should look to blame the women who trusted this person of power and allegedly went to, on their own volition and went and did who knows what or thought who,
But that was the initial reaction of a lot of people in the black community. As soon as the women started coming out, they started saying, oh, they're attention seekers. Oh, they're just looking for a money grab. However, he had a long story.
After today's show, Willpower, I'm going to tell you who they are. You guys call up the office. I'll tell you their names. We're not going to say it over the airwaves, but boy, there's some who Mm-hmm. Believe me. And what's ironic, Harlem Willpower, that I share with a lot of folks, we talk about Bill Cosby and we kind of explore his life. And this has been a very interesting subject for us to always share right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But one of the other ironic things is that we've had on the opposition also, so to speak, but not involved with Bill Cosby. We had on Lisa Bloom, TV attorney Lisa Bloom, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. She was talking about the Black Lives Matter folks and the cases that she was handling at that time. So I just want to shout her out. So we kind of represent both sides. You guys know that she and her mom, I think, are representing some of these women that we're talking about in this case. So we just want to present all sides. Is that not fair, Harlem Will?
No, it's always fair. As long as we're addressing, you know, what he did, and we're keeping both sides safe. Like, there's no slander going on with both the names of anybody. Yeah, we're keeping it very fair on here so far. We just have to remember we're acknowledging what was actually said. This is not even my opinion. This is what was actually said. These are statements that was given that is made to the public, and this is the only thing we can go off of from what Bill Cosby said, from what was said by the DA, what was put on those affidavits, and this is the facts. So when the man came out and admitted to drugging women on camera in the testimony and said,
I did give her drugs
in order to induce her to a state to have sex with her, that is something he admitted to. Was it supposed to be used against him in a criminal case? That's the technicality part that people have to understand is where he got off. He wasn't supposed to have that used against him because, again, the DA said back in 2004 there wasn't enough at that time.
But that wasn't the only thing he said. What was also said was that if he gave the deposition, then it wouldn't be used. So you have to remember that.
Right.
And that's what was key, because no one would incriminate themselves like that. So that's why someone would do something like that.
But he left it open for her to still seek justice in a civil case, which is something that she was able to win.
In other words, collect the money. So
she had a better chance of getting him in a civil case than getting him in a criminal case because, again, government, which is a government charge, there was not enough evidence to go after him at that time. But then after those years went by, and she won the civil case, by the way, because he did admit to doing wrongfully giving her drugs and being a sexual predator.
Well, just because they allowed
He didn't go to jail. No. But
you don't go to jail for civil cases, right?
What he didn't do. He did not go to jail, but he did have to pay out in a civil case. So he was found responsible part. So going forward now this is years after, back now, this is 2014 coming up, where the now infamous Hannibal, the comedian who came out and then he talked about Bill Cosby's actions towards women back in 2014, and that opened up a whole new litigation.
Well let's just set the whole thing. I remember this. Yes, what he did, this comedian was just – okay, let's go and set the whole entire picture, the whole comprehensive look at it. Back at that time, there were rumblings through the entertainment community, not so much GP, which is the general public, not so much. Mm-hmm. There have been things we've heard here and there and here and all that kind of stuff, but nothing really kind of stuck.
He's
on camera.
That was the thing set off the whole. Wait a minute.
I remember.
Cosby? Wait a minute. Was this really? Wait a minute. Cosby did that, and that's what made everybody go.
Well,
wait. Did he really do this?
Yes.
Should we look into this? You know, Hannibal interest level
but,
to go.
But let's go
the
back.
General public's interest level.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's go back. Let's again remind everybody that the guy, the gentleman, the fellow that you're talking about, the comedian, really was just doing a stand-up set and routine. And again, the general public was not so much, was largely unaware Cosby had been off television for a long time at that point. This was not just something that was bubbling up at the surface. However, the comedian, and honestly, I don't think he sat back and calculated and thought, okay, let's bust Bill Cosby's, you know what. So that's not how, that's the way it kind of looks in retrospect and plays back and plays out to people. But I remember, I watched the guy.
I was,
he could hotel everybody.
I was not because
and,
he was doing a set,
yeah,
right? But even
he was just doing a set and he just stood up. No, no, no. I'm not saying that, who knows about this and that. But he, the gentleman, the comedian, was just weighing in on it. And he, just like comedians do, and that's their job to do, to be quite honest, but that's another show. But that's what he did. He weighed in on it. He didn't know that it was going to have legs to it. And you can, when you look at it and hear him say it, this is what, if it's a passing thing, that's what they do. Now, what did, it did catch fire, then, you know, with these types of things, and I'm sorry to say, but to me, it's no secret Bill Cosby is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And if
it's,
you're looking
no
for a quick,
that he's a sexual predator now as well.
No, well, listen, I, it's not, it's not for me
and
to
and
call
look,
people. Yeah, but that's not
work,
the thing
but
to do.
At this point, he is a sexual predator. From what his testimony that he gave, we
well,
now
listen,
know.
You have every
predator.
Right to think. You have every right to think whatever it is that you're thinking. But I don't think it's appropriate for me to call him out of his name. I wouldn't do that. And I leave it for our listeners to judge for themselves. Most of the folks have already made up their mind whether they think he is a sexual predator or not. Now, for me, I like to look at this that Bill Cosby has been a major force in the black community. I doubt very seriously we'd be talking on the air right now had it not been for Dr. Bill Cosby. So I just want to make sure that folks, as you pointed out at the top of this, don't forget. And also,
and don't forget he
this
also
whole,
committed heinous crimes too.
Well, I'm not aware of any. Yeah, but
this
no, but I don't just toss it out.
The black community has to come.
Yeah.
Yes, this man created some great work, created some amazing work, but he also committed some heinous crimes as well. And
such
that's what makes him so polarizing.
What heinous crimes are you
some
talking
great
about?
Work, and then he, oh, really? Oh, really? We're going to act like he didn't admit in a civil case what he did to a woman?
Well, no, that, we've
like
covered that, though. But hold
on,
Will. Hold on. We've covered that.
Women?
No. Listen, we've covered the whole entire body of his alleged behavior. What my point is today is it's not that you pretend that somebody didn't do something or you hide and stuff.
It's
no, hold on, Harlan, Will. You've got to – hold on a moment. What you've got to look at is the comprehensive overall ability of this man to, yes, as you pointed out, inspire folks of color and move our people forward, because that's what he did. Now, with that, nobody's perfect. Man, woman, child, dog, cat, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Now, I'm not just talking this up and I'm not swift.
Women?
Hold on, Harlan, Will. I'm not swift voting this. Well, no. Listen, let me tell you something. You could have I could find 120 women or who knows what who will say bad things to just about anybody when there is a belief that there is a payout. And they, believe me, you can find that without even a blink. And especially quite a few of those women that I'm going to personally tell you who they are after this wonderful piece today, because I know who they are. And and again, we have some amazing contacts that we can verify things very easily right here on the show. So we'll get more into that. Listen, I just wanted to take a moment to kind of bring everybody up to speed. We're live this morning, as if you couldn't tell, this Tuesday, July 6th of 2021. I'm Carrie Hines. Joining me for the hour, Harlan Wolf Power. It's our broadcast show number 580, as we march towards our broadcast show number 600. So I'm really, really excited. By the way, we'll be celebrating the 600th broadcast. It's scheduled for Friday, August 6th of 2021. So Friday, August 6th of 2021. We're having a big celebration for show number 600. That's saying a lot. Show number 600. And each one of these is 3 hours. So we're talking about coming up on 2,000 hours. Of just the all-new show, not my career, accumulation, but just on the new show, we've been able to pull together all these hours, almost 2,000 hours, which is just mind-blowing, Harlem Will, just mind-blowing. So, yes, today...
600.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. So we're real happy about that. Just wanted to remind the folks a couple of quick announcements, and we'll get back with more of this wonderful talk with Harlem Will about Cosby, Bill Cosby, his amazing career in television, and what he's done for the world of education. My question to you, and I don't want you to answer it yet, we'll take a music break, and when you come back, I want you to talk about this, how it has affected Felicia Rashad, the wife on The Cosby Show and his subsequent series, about the, I think, Howard, who just, you know, was, I think she's apologized now, and we're going to try to weigh in on that. Do you think that's fair that they were demanding that she kind of be dismissed from being the arts overseer or whatever at the school? So we're going to ask you for your opinion on that, Harlem Will, on what you think in just a moment or two on that. I wanted to kind of just tell everybody a little bit more about what's happening on today's broadcast, and we're so excited. Right now, what time is it? So Eastern time, it's about 7, coming up on 7:30 New York time, 6:30 Central time. Now, at about 8 o'clock this morning, so in about a half hour, we're really pleased because we get a gentleman to join the broadcast. It's his very first time. He, he's got his own way about him in terms of being a successful businessman. But more than that, he's a real entrepreneur. Remember, I always say that just because you're a businessman doesn't mean that you're an entrepreneur and vice versa. But he is, and he's doing great things. To me, what makes me believe that you're a great entrepreneur is when you're doing things for your community. That to me is the first kind of light bulb moment that I get that says this is an entrepreneur. His name is Jermell Silverback. And so you've been listening to his All Natural Corner commercials that airs right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Which is his amazing all-natural store. We'll talk to him about all that wonderful good stuff, in addition to his La Luz restaurant, which means the light. And his both spots are down in South Jersey. We'll get all of the details on all of that when he joins us at 8 o'clock this morning. So turning back to you, Harlem, well, let's take a little bit of a music break. And when we come back, not only do I want to ask you about the Felicia Rashad perspective, but I also want to talk to you about what you do on Saturday mornings. And I hope you can share some of that with us today in terms of bringing us up to speed on what are some of the things you're planning to introduce to everybody and how they can catch you. So great to have you with us, Harlem Will, live on this Tuesday morning. All right. I feel like the old broadcasters out there. So lots to get to. I think we'll just go ahead and get on some commercials, get on a nice music break. Now, let me just explain this music break a little bit. We opened up today's broadcast, Harlem Will, at 6 this morning, and I had to get on at the top of the show a song by this amazing new artist. Her name is Deani Starr. And she's one of the artists that Mr. Jermell Silverback, again, entrepreneur expert that he is, has produced this incredible cachet of music. And this is Miss Deani Starr and her song, Mine, that he produced. Now, Between the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour, we'd be out with her latest and newest song called The Ocean. But right now, I want to get this on again because I absolutely love the song. It's only a few minutes. Stay with us, folks. When we come back, we're going to really put the – we're going to put the Mr. Harlan Will on the hot seat with more of this Cosby talk this morning. So I thought we were on the hot seat already on the Cosby talk. Well, we're going to continue right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show right now, and we're going to find out a whole lot more about this new artist, Miss Deani Starr, in the next hour. But right now, this is her song that she had previously released called Mine. Hope you like it.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
We're happy to have you guys with us. And coming up in just a moment or two, we're going to continue this conversation with Harlan Will Power. We're so excited to have him on the show today. And kind of just going back a little bit over Bill Cosby's story. And we're going to find out what he feels about the whole Felicia Rashad having to kind of backpedal, I guess, her comments that she made in support of Bill Cosby. So we're going to talk about all that in just a bit. A little bit more on some of these wonderful supporters that we have. I want to take a moment to acknowledge folks. You just heard All Natural Corner. You've also heard from some of our folks at Complete Beauty Solutions. I want to thank Chair Watch, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Fix Your Feet, Rugged Evolution, La Luz Vegan Restaurant, so many other folks who helped to make our broadcast a success each day. And we're going to continue. We want you guys just to kind of grab another cup of coffee. This is a good time to do it. We'll be right back after these announcements with much more of today's Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want you guys to stay with us.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio broadcast network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. It's here, everybody. I'm Carrie Hines. Join us live on the Hair Radio Morning Show on Friday, August 6, 2021, from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're celebrating our 600th live broadcast, and we've got some great surprises in store, special guests, and so much more. Also, don't forget to go to hairradio.com to shop for great products and listen to us around the clock. Stay tuned.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You are listening, yes, to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday, July 6th of 2021. So I'm really, really excited. We've got with us on the line. We've been really, if you're just joining us, we're bringing back to the line Harlem Willpower, who's been just, he's been with us many, many, many times here on the broadcast. And I've got to say, Harlem Will, we've been talking this morning again. Welcome back to the show. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Absolutely. And to all of our listeners, we certainly appreciate you guys being with us. I just want to say this because this is really critical. Again, Bill Cosby has been released from prison. I think everybody knows if you've got a TV, you know that he's out. And so I've got to ask you, I know we have a question pending, which is the whole Felicia Rashad issue, and we're going to address that. But first, let me ask you this question. What do you perceive Harlem Willpower, man of many, many thoughts and many words, we'll say that. What do you perceive his next step to be, or what do you think he should do? I'm just curious what your thoughts are. Do you think he perhaps should go back into stand-up or hit the road, go back and do a movie? Do you think anybody would support that? What are your thoughts this morning? Harlem Willpower live on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I honestly don't know. That's such a loaded question to say what he should do is. Well, one of the things is definitely be quiet. You know, like, look,
okay.
You just left a messy situation right now. Like, the last thing you need to do is go around on any kind of victory lap, any kind of publicity tour whatsoever. Just don't do
that.
And
don't go back and steal your old memorabilia either.
Oh, my God, yes, okay, don't do that.
Not a good move.
Because we're not letting you get it. We're not going to let you get it. We ain't going to let you be like OJ. Nah, I'll fight tooth and nail. You ain't getting this back.
Yeah.
I'm keeping a different world.
You know, I have to say, when I look back at this whole thing, and then I certainly want you to weigh in on the Felicia Rashad, but when I look at this whole thing and the parallels to OJ Simpson case, my favorite thing is what on earth? I mean, I know it's very leveled, and I'm not the biggest sports person here to talk about how much this memorabilia probably meant to him and probably still does. But the way that I look at it, you must have been delusional to think that they would have, if you had just crossed the street against the light, you know, sent you up the river. I mean, he was that vilified by a particular segment in the community. So to me, I feel that this is kind of where there are parallels with this Bill Cosby story, or it seems like it's developing, but I'll tell you the difference. Where there is a Bill Cosby's super rich. Okay? O.J. Simpson, that was nothing, peanuts compared to Bill Cosby. And when you have that kind of money, you can change public perception. It might take you some time, but you can throw enough doubt in public perception, whether you're guilty or innocent. And so I don't know what his next step is going to be. I'm sure he's taking some time. I'm sure he's shocked and glad he's out. And he's a pretty vocal person. I've never known Bill Cosby to be too quiet for too long. So I'm sure we'll hear something. Now, my question to you. The wife, Felicia Rashad, the actress, I shouldn't say, not his actual wife in real life,
TV
his
wife,
real wife.
TV wife.
Yeah, his TV, yeah, thank you for that, Harlem Willpower. His TV wife, Felicia Rashad, like me, as soon as he was released, I posted on Facebook how very happy we were and to have supported him, but I'm asking, do you think we were a little presumptuous to do so? Because apparently her new job, where I don't even think she's worked a day yet doing it there, but the folks at the Howard University really seem to be quite opposing to Felicia because she came out with statements to support Bill Cosby being released from jail and claiming other things in her social media posts. You can see it online if you Google it. I don't know. I'm going to let you weigh in. You're my guest today, Harlem Willpower, the talk show host extraordinaire. What do you say about this whole thing with the perception and Felicia's quandary?
Well, with Felicia Rashad, first of all, she became the new dean of the reestablished and renamed Chadwick A. Bosman College of Fine Arts. So that is the section she took over for at Howard University, the historically black college. Now, the statement she released, while it is perfectly understandable to understand she would be in support of Bill Cosby. I mean, come
on.
Who
would be surprised?
I'm speechless
at that.
The outrage. While I understand the outrage, I am not one bit surprised at her support for Mr. Bill Cosby. I mean, she spent practically, the first 80% of her television career being the wife to Mr. Bill Cosby?
Right. It's not higher, exactly.
Of course, she's in support of him. However, the timing of the tweet, while she's entitled to her opinion, Howard University, which was involved with, which had sexual allegations, sexual assault allegations on their campus that they were dealing with at a moment. They were, well, from the past, they were quick to distance themselves from that tweet and the backlash from the student body, the female student body, was quick and it was harsh, but it was, that was also expected as well, because yeah, the tweet definitely came off as insensitive to sexual assault survivors. And
well, that I didn't get that at all.
That is the big,
well, listen, that is
a
perception. Well, let's just say that is a perception. And the folks are entitled to their perception, obviously. But let me just say this. When it comes to this whole Felicia Rashad thing, I am blown away. I'm blown away. If outside of his actual real-life wife, his family members and God knows who, and all of us in Philadelphia, listen, we supported this man, and I have to say, as far how would, like you said, I mean, I think you said it quite appropriately, who in the world would expect Felicia Rashad, who is, worth millions of dollars, thanks to Bill Cosby,
listen, Felicia
to, no, I'm just telling the truth, to say
well,
otherwise.
She had to say, wait a minute, I did not mean to be insensitive towards sexual assault.
Well, no,
survivors.
I get what
she
wanted
saying
back,
that. She stood in support of them as well. So, but she had to walk that back because there
no,
were...
No, no, no. She didn't have to walk it back.
Assault.
She chose
yes, she
to walk it
she
back.
She did have to do that.
So well, she didn't have to walk it back. Now, let me
support,
just say this.
If you're going
to
show
yeah.
support of somebody who was in court and was and admitted to doing sexual assault behavior, and then you tweet out something saying there was a... Finally, justice was made from a miscarriage of justice. Something along the lines of that tweet saying that it was a miscarriage of justice.
She did say that,
and
then let me
free.
Say, yeah,
she did say
but,
that. Of course,
yeah, but hold on. Well, let me tell you this. I agree.
Well, wait a minute.
She,
what
yeah,
about
but hold on.
Justice?
She no, hold on. She did say that, and I stand by that because it is the perception, just like the others who may feel the opposite. It's the perception of those others like myself who feel that there was a miscarriage of justice because you have to be able to follow the law in every which way. You can't cherry pick it when it's in your favor and so forth. And she deserved to speak her mind.
Who
now,
cherry
does
picking,
she
though?
Need
well, who is cherry picking?
Well, we're going to, you know what, this conversation is not going to end today on this note. What we are going to do, we're talking with Harlan Will, just for you guys who are just joining us. Harlan Will is listening in and joining us live on the air today. He's always listening into the Hair Radio Morning Show, but today he's joining us on the air. And we're talking about Cosby for a little bit here this morning. I just want to say this on the whole Felicia thing, and not just the Felicia thing, but listen, Howard University has collected and been the recipient of millions of dollars from Cosby. So
okay.
Give that back. If you're not happy with Felicia Rashad or the whole situation, give the money
Wait a
back.
Minute. You on record?
And if you don't give the
back?
Money back, then shut up. So that's
okay,
how I really
so
look at
case,
it.
If so if that's the case,
that's my
if they
belief.
Have to give the money back, then that means Felicia Rashad has to leave Howard University.
Oh, so I don't – listen, I don't think she needs the job, really.
Cool.
That's my opinion.
Cool. Because you know what?
She's a millionaire.
You know,
she doesn't
student,
need that job,
and you know
please.
What? There's a whole student,
and Bill
there's
Cosby
a whole student
can,
body that doesn't want her there.
Listen, Bill can
right?
– she listen. Do
right?
people think
if,
that she really
saying,
is hurting
oh,
for
I
the,
money,
the
money? You
I don't
have
think
an
so.
Opinion on my allegations. Well, if she gets to make tweets like this, and you're saying, well, if you don't like the tweets, you don't
Absolutely.
Like her response on it, give the money back. Well, you know what, you Miss Felicia Rashad, you can kindly lead Howard University.
Listen, okay, I'm gonna let you have the last
if
word on
the,
that.
You're right. If that's
I'm gonna let
you. That's the road we could go by. But what I will say is this, because this is what I wanted to say. How as insensitive as Felicia Rashad's tweets were, her opinion.
In your opinion.
It should not, in my opinion, her opinion should not cost her
Well, she
her
did
a
say,
job.
Yeah, go ahead.
because she did not commit a crime. She did not do anything towards the student bodies that was an injustice. Her opinion was insensitive. They found her opinion insensitive. Even Howard distanced themselves from her tweet because they didn't find her opinion in cahoots with theirs. They did not agree with her opinion. But it should not cost her her job. She is still entitled to her opinion. However, she does have to deal with the backlash and communicate with the student body because they are also dealing with sexual assault survivors on that campus as well. So there is a fractured relationship that Felicia Rashad, now the Dean of Fine Arts, has to reestablish with that student body. It is not something where you put up a wall and say, nope, this is how I feel, this is where we're going with it. No, this is a grand opportunity for two generations with both solid biases to actually form a conversation and try to come to an agreement with one another. This is an opportunity that we have right now that I would hope Felicia Rashad would take advantage of. Because, again, this is Harlem Will on the Hair Radio Show saying, I still don't believe she should be fired for her opinion. Because I never
– I never believed
that Roseanne Barr should have been fired.
I got you. Let me just say this. First of all, I'm going to get backlash because I absolutely love Roseanne Barr. I mean, truth be told, that's my number one first lady comedian of all time for me personally.
She says
big time insensitive things, but I like Roseanne. That's me. I'll take the heat for that. In Felicia Rashad's case, fine. You've got the last word on that. I'll accept that. That sounds good to me this morning. Listen, folks, a couple of announcements. And, Harlem Will, before I get to those announcements, I just want you to remind everybody, you have been doing your own thing on Saturdays. Kind of tell everybody a little bit about your show that you do on Saturdays in the afternoons. I love it. I watch every week through Facebook, but tell everybody a little bit about it, please.
Yes, so it's called The Harlem Will Show. It premieres every Saturday at 4 p.m. on Facebook. I discuss topics near and dear to my heart, but also with the black community as well. I've discussed a lot of unpopular opinions. Some of them come from myself, but I know that I'm not the only one that has them. But on my platform, I like to express them as well. I also like to bring up a lot of interesting stories that are out there that a lot of the public doesn't know about. And I also do what I'm also going to start doing towards the end of my show. I also want to include a lot of fitness exercise tips because we are coming out of quarantine.
Awesome.
A lot of people want to get healthier. And so being that I'm a trainer, I also want to give out some helpful tips for people who want to exercise and get in shape or just get in better health. And that's what my show is going to be about. It's going to be about issues that affect the community, issues that affect the general public, and giving commentary or health tips to people so we can, you know, have a well-rounded show. And so everybody knows I try to touch everything I can. And that's what you get from me.
That's right. You really do. And I have to say, I've watched as often as I can on Saturday afternoons here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn. Harlem Will is, of course, up in Manhattan. And I just want to say I just enjoy the show. And I love how you come in. Listen, you remind me of Mr. Rogers, for those from the older generation. He just comes in each, literally, if you guys remember Mr. Rogers, he would walk into the scene and sit down and take off his sweater and all that kind of stuff, and as he's politely describing what's going on the show. And so you do a good job. You keep folks guessing. You're very opinionated, and in this way, that's a compliment. When you're in the radio talk business and the, you know, TV talk and all this wonderful stuff that we get to do. Just want to thank you so much for being with us on the show this morning. Got to say, you got to come back more often to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You really do. Harlem Willpower, thank you. And by the way, What do you have to say when you hear that we're coming up on our 600th show in August of 2021 this year? So what do you have to say, Harlem Will? Think of yourself and getting to show number 600. What do you think that means?
This man works hard. This hair radio show is a movement. It is more than just a radio show. It is a movement. It is something that I want to let the hair radio family know that I was not prepared for how big of a vehicle, how important of a vehicle the hair radio show was, because I often thought about my hair and black hair and how it's not talked about a lot. So when I was introduced to Mr. Kerry Hines and I saw his vehicle, and now to know that he's on episode 600, the man talks about a lot of his work, but he backs it up. That's one thing you got to respect
you.
About somebody who has as much work as Mr. Kerry Hines. He doesn't just talk the talk. He's walked the walk, and I'm sure those shoes are dogged out, so he had to put on a new pair to walk all the way to 600. So the man is about his work, and it is a movement. I appreciate being part of the Hair Radio Show family. I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Carrion.
Harlem Willpower, I have to say thank you for that. Much appreciated, and I look forward to you getting up to show number 600 as well with your broadcast.
You're climbing.
And again, you're climbing. You're doing it. And it's something that is not easy, but we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the largesse of folks out there, you know, like of Mr. Jermell Silverback, who's our guest coming up in a couple of minutes, Smooth Black Ink, who's with us tomorrow, live all the way from Southern California, and so many others, and all the celebrities. And it takes literally, it takes a village, literally, to make a success of any sort. And speaking of the village, and it takes a village, I'm going to get on this. This is one of the amazing artists that our next guest is behind and producing and helping so forth and getting their music out there. And I really love this song. It is their new song. It's by a young group called Protect BCs. And we're going to have Jermell Silverback tell us all about it in just a couple minutes. Here's their new song. And it's called The Village. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Da da di da di da 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 di da. Da da di da di da 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 di da.
It's The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
Yours might not look like mine, but I'm grateful for their time. It's The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
Extended family that just wants the best for me.
Wisdom comes from many faces, lots of love from many places. Mom and dad let people near you, some to help you, some to hear you. Aunts and uncles, friends and teachers, grandparents, neighbors and preachers. Do their best to make you smile for your life, not just a while.
Like mine, but I'm grateful for their time. It's The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
Extended family that just wants the best for me.
Wisdom comes from many faces, lots of love from many places. Moms and dads let people near you, some to help you, some to hear you. Aunts and uncles, friends and teachers, neighbors and preachers. Do their best to make you smile for your life, not just a while.
Da 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 da. It's The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
Yours might not look like mine, but I'm grateful for their time. It's The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
The Village.
Extended family that just wants the best for me.
Da 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 da.
to start a hair industry business and need help? We've got you covered. Listen to brand new episodes of our original radio series, Hairpreneurs, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Tuesday morning. It's July 6th of 2021. We're broadcasting from Brooklyn, New York, as we do just about every day. It's our show number 580. That's 580. As we move towards our big show number 600, we're going to be talking about that in just a bit. Right now, I want to kind of bring to the line a gentleman that I don't think he's been with us live. I think this is his very first time being on our airwaves live. Now, he is an entrepreneur. He's an entrepreneur in his own right from the South Jersey area. And it's my honor to welcome him again to the broadcast. And we're going to talk about all that he has accomplished and so many community efforts and the folks that he's involved with. And just to make sure that I've gotten it on out there, that song called The Village, you guys just heard it, Protected Species. We're going to lead in with that. Jamel Silverback, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Carrie. How you doing today?
Absolutely doing fantastic. I want to we're going to jump into all about Jamel today. It's all about Jamel Silverback. But let me lead on in with Protected Species and this song. What can you tell us about it? It's called The Village, and I really got the understanding of it through the lyrics of the song. But what can you tell us about the song we just heard, The Village by Protected Species?
Well, thank you. Protected Species is a youth group. It's my son. It's also Deani, my artist Deani Star, her two children, and they basically came together and wanted to do something to give to the children so that they can listen to it while their parents are in a car, and it's something jazzy as well as something inspirational and knowledgeable. So we came to the conclusion that we would put the songs together for them, and me and Miss Deani, we co-write the songs with the children. And they wrote The Village, and they wanted to put something together for everybody to understand that unity is here, and they believe in unity, and they don't see color or shade. You know, they see life. So they wrote The Village, and we just shot the video for it, so that was great. But The Village is all about people uniting, and things that I'm all about, community and unity in the community, and unity in the world as well. So that's what that song is about, coming together and just basically building with each other.
Well, it is an incredible song, as the songs I've heard.
Thank you.
And, yeah, so you're doing some good stuff. And it's not just me. It's strong enough to be on our show. We just love it. And I said, wow,
we
this is on par, absolutely, with all that we play. So we led in this morning, speaking of Deani Star, we led in with her song, Mine. We've aired that a couple times on our show this morning. And we're going to get on The Ocean, which is her new song, a little bit later in this hour. So
right now, yes, I want to turn to you, Jermel. I want to say, first
I'm
of all,
here. I'm
again,
here.
Yes, we want to welcome you to the show. And
so
we're getting an opportunity to work full speed ahead on this. Now, I want to say, let's start with who Jermel Silverback is. So where are you from? Where were you born? Where did you grow up? Tell us a little bit that you'd like to share about your background a little bit, Mr. Jermel Silverback.
So I'm from the South Jersey area. South Jersey. I was born and raised in Trenton, New Jersey, and then
Trenton,
in 89,
shouting out Trenton.
Yeah, it's Trenton, shout out to Trenton. But I moved to Willingboro when I was 11 years old in 1989. I'm telling my age. And when I moved to Willingboro, so I've been in Willingboro, New Jersey, here for since those years, since 89. Went to Willingboro High, finished school out here. And in the community, I grew up around brothers that were civilized, brothers that had knowledge of self. And we just started working in the community with the young brothers, trying to keep them on a good path. So that was our goal growing up of what I wanted to do. So when I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer. Everyone said I was great with debating and things of that nature. I don't know where that came from.
Okay.
A lawyer, right. That was my dream. But as in life, we always have to walk certain lanes. And sometimes when you're in the wrong lane, you get in the wrong situations. And that's where my life turned. And I had to go and figure out what it was to be at the bottom. And then I turned my life around because I wanted to help the youth stay out of situations that I had put myself into as far as incarceration and not knowing what to do and hardships on my mother and my family and the people in the world that was loving me. So I came up with a determined idea that I wanted to come back and give what I had took away from people that love me and when I was showing them the wrong side. So that's what I do it for. So Jermel Silverback. Silverback is basically, SBG is the name that me and my brothers, we always kept with ourselves, working out or just anything we did, we always guerrilla the movement. I'm not one that cares about the word monkey or anything like that. I was just Silverback Brothers with what we did. Now it sticks with my label, my logo, due to the fact that they're vegan as well as I. And, you know, they're strong animals, they're thinkers. So that's why Silverback came into play. That's where Jermel Silverback comes from. But my name is Jermel. Everyone calls me Sun, which is the light out here. And basically that's just because I try to shine it on. I do shine it on everyone. I try. I shine it on everyone that I'm around. I'm positive. I try to keep karma at my wayside, and I try to work with people here in the community. So I changed my life to be a community leader as far as helping with aid, any type of homelessness. I could try to help with feeding the homeless, working with the youth. We do book bag drives. So there's a lot of different things with Jermel Silverback, but I'm here just to help the people give back what I feel I've taken away from people that was in my corner. So now I'm here to give to people that was in my corner and people that don't understand that they do have someone that's in their corner with them.
Yes,
so
and I
Jermel
say
Silverback.
That. Well, and you are doing some big things, Jermel. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about your community connection. We're going to talk about some of the folks that you are that you have surrounded yourself with, and that you have helped them to get on paths to careers in music and entertainment, as well as just doing things as you just pointed out in the community. So we are just so happy. Lots to talk about this morning. And first of all, I want to just if you guys are just joining us this morning, you're listening live. This is the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. It's our broadcast number. Let me just go ahead and say this again. Show number 580. that's a lot of broadcasts, Jermel. Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And and as I mentioned a little earlier in today's broadcast, we couldn't have made it this far if it hadn't been for folks like yourself who've been just big supporters of what we're doing, and we just love all the, of your efforts and what you're doing in the community. We are a reflection of what you're doing, and so we appreciate that. Now, I've got to say this. Well, I'm just telling like it is. This is not a secret, as I've learned when I got a chance to come down to South Jersey. Yes, getting out of my Brooklyn studio here to Brooklyn, New York studio to visit down to this amazing community that I really knew very little about. I have to say, and I'm from, and I'm embarrassed to say because I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which is not all that far. It's just a stone's throw from where you guys are. And but I didn't know very much about, you know, the Willingboro, New Jersey area, the South Jersey part. I grew up and went to high school in northern New Jersey, so up here, Whitney Houston area and Dionne Warwick's and all those folks, community up here, and then on to Brooklyn, New York, which is where we broadcast from. But when I got a chance to come down there to visit and see, I had to check out this community down there, folks, to see about the La Luz vegan restaurants and the all-natural corner to see if it really was all-natural.
Yes.
And so many other things that you're doing. So I want to get into that
time.
A little bit. We had
right,
let
right,
me
right.
tell you something.
We thank you for coming.
Well, it was my pleasure. Now, it was hot as the dickens.
Yes.
You guys, up to that point, I think it was the hottest day of the year so far. And I rarely leave a nice central air studio in New York. But I did make it on down there, and I have to say you guys were shooting a video. We were talking about protected species. You guys heard one of their songs called The Village. Right, which we love that. So you guys were shooting the video for that. So and it was outside in a park. What was the name of that park again?
That is called Mill Creek Park. So Willingboro, that's our main park in Willingboro, New Jersey. It's called Mill Creek Park. We do jazz festivals there. They have different types of events there. So yeah, shout out to Willingboro and our mayor, Ms. Tiffany Worthy. We also have a female black mayor out here. So, yeah, we have a nice community. Willingboro is a
beautiful
community.
Lady.
It's a small, I want to say, Atlanta out here. We have a lot of different talent out here. I deal with a lot of different talent out here as well. It's a community. Like I said, I moved here in 89. It's a great suburban area, but it's also an urban area. So, you know, We good out here. I thank you for coming to Willingboro. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed life.
Well, that was just the beginning, folks, and I'm going to fill you in right now. Yes, we've got a lot to talk about all that because in my journey down there and even at the video shoot, I had an opportunity to meet and talk to just about everybody. One of the folks we had a chance to talk with, and we're going to get into each of these amazing locations that you have. We're going to talk about those in just a moment after we take a break. We're going to come back and talk all about La Luz Vegan Restaurant and, of course, the All Natural Corner. We're going to break everything down. But first, I just wanted to say I was very impressed with Ms. Deani Starr, the artist that you mentioned, and who kind of kicked off our broadcast today with her song that she released called Mine. So I love this wonderful, what do you call it? Like a partnership, if you will, of folks who are doing big things. And I've got to say, her voice is just awesome. And the music is incredible, and everything just fits so perfectly together. So how did this, and we're going to get on the ocean too, so that's coming up.
Yeah.
So how did this all come about for you?
Miss Deani Starr is super, man. She's official as far as vocalist, as far as a writer, as far as a visionary. She puts things together. She's super. I actually went to a Mother's Day Mother's Day play here in Burlington, New Jersey.
I can't think of their names all the way, but I believe they're called the Bridge Players. I want to say the Burlington Bridge Players. Don't quote me on that, but they are like an actor.
Okay.
They do a lot of different plays and things here in the community and stuff like that. So I took my mother and my sister to Mother's Day play, and they were doing a 60s, 70s, 80s, up to 60s up to now type music thing. And I was watching the play. I've never been to a play like that where it's a musical. And I was just blown away. She was just up there. But she was in everything. It went from 60s type singing to, and it was like the Marilyn Monroe type wave. It wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just a different art type of music. It was all different genres. And that impressed me. And then I was like, spoke to her. I said, well, have you ever thought about recording? And she said, yeah, but, you know, no one took it serious. So I said, well, I will. Let's go. So we went in the studio, and this is what it's been now. I believe we're going on 3 years of putting this magic together. So we basically just sat down now and said, all right, now is the time for your album to get together. Now is the time for us to work with Get Protective Species out there. And she just does straight inspirational music. We're not cursing in our music. We're not being provocative in our music. So, yeah, and then I just started working with her, and then we just write together, and it just is magic now of what we're making. So it came together, and like I said, she's just super. If you don't know, you will find out soon enough. Miss Deani Starr, that's D-Y-A-N-I Starr Miles, M-Y-L-E-S. But she's up next, trust and believe. She just dropped her, we'll be releasing her video in the next couple weeks, To the Ocean. And she just dropped The Ocean, and her single, Mine, is out there as well. Deani's official. And then with Protected Species, we did their video. So you can check out their video. They have their single out called Perfect. So it's just the word Perfect and Protected Species. And their video is up as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we're doing big Deani, things.
She's official. She goes in every channel. So any you looking for anyone to write some great things for you, she's that. You looking for someone to sing to you in any lane, she's that. And like I mean, when I say she touches any lane, we go opera. If you want opera, we got opera. And it's not just opera, just singing the words. She has an understanding of what she's singing. So she's taken to this very seriously. Well, let me tell you.
Yes. Well, I have to say, just a beautiful voice, and we will be ringing her up. It's time for us to have a whole new theme here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we're going to be talking about that. But first, let's get on Miss Deani Starr. You set her up so well. We got to get The Ocean on right now for all of our listeners. We'll be back on the other side of this amazing song, along with a couple of announcements. We got a lot to talk about, including the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour at Atlantic City, not too far. We're going to be talking about all that wonderful stuff, plus more to talk about entrepreneurship with Jermell Silverback, his amazing enterprises. So up now is The Ocean, which is my favorite place, Miss Deani Starr. Yes, stay with us.
I've been settling for way too long, seeing myself through blind eyes, broken images of who I'm meant to be. I've been struggling to find my soul, dating half-truths that don't matter, fearing someone might see the real me. Hiding heartbreak to spare my offenders, no take back, this cycle ends right now. Choose.
that I am only great as I believe. So no longer will fear of receipt prolong her and shape her defeat. I'm sure, I'm sure. This is my fight to win, disregarding the critical few who suffer from living. Breaking all the stars. Forget who you were, remember who you are. Forget who you were, remember who you
to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Tuesday morning. It's July 6th of 2021, and we're broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York. It's our broadcast show number 580. So show number 580 as we march towards broadcast show number 600, which is happening. We're going to do a big celebration on show number 600, which will be August 6th. I need to get that on out. Friday, August 6th of 2021. Right now, I'm bringing back to the line a very special guest this morning. He's with us live on the air. We've got him for the hour. He is an entrepreneur, a very successful entrepreneur in his own right. But I think he probably, even though he's got some big businesses that we're about to get into in just a moment, I think he probably appreciates being known as such a well-respected community activist, community person. And I hate to say the word activist. He's more like a community supporter, just on big things. It's my honor to bring back to the line
the one and the only Mr. Jamel Silverback joining us again live on the air. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning again. Yes, shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Just want to give
a big shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I can't wait till Atlantic City. That is going to be super. So I will be in a building in Atlantic City in August.
So we're
for the Hair Radio Morning
Show. And outside the building, because we're
going to
be having indoor and outside. Yes, I got to remind everybody these days.
Yes, I will be out there with my entrepreneurial skills.
Yes, yes. And I want to, absolutely, and I want to talk about all of the above. And what Jamel's talking about, you guys who are just tuning in, we are going to be at my big hair event. It's called the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. And what this really is, it's opportunities for us to all come together and learn about healthy hair care. And so we've got different experts. We've got a lot of vendors who will be out there. So very important to share. We've got performers. Now, I don't know how we're going to get all the performers in and where exactly, because we've got some amazing space there. We've got them indoors right now. So we do have a room on the first floor where we're going to have some entertainment going on. I'm going to try to get it on the actual outside. We have about 10,000 square feet, two locations outside the exteriors. We have one that's alongside the Showboat Hotel building itself, where it'll house most of our vendors. And then we have space on the actual boardwalk, which is amazing. So that's going to be nice too. So that should come together for us as well, in addition to the room downstairs on the first floor by the elevators. So we're going to be at the Showboat Hotel, folks. Yeah, that's Saturday, August 21st, Sunday, August 22nd, and Monday, August 23rd. The hours are from 10 in the morning till 6 in the evening. We got a lot of folks who come together. They have, I'm starting to realize folks have all kind of plans. I'm like, okay, well, it is the Showboat. What happens at the Showboat stays at the Showboat. So that's all we're going to say. You know, and believe me, this is our fourth outing at the Showboat. And I've got to say, legendary. That's all I'm going to say. Some of the stories.
I think they're going to talk about this one. I don't think this one's going to be left at the Showboat. This one's going to have to be talked about. I think this is going to be an epic one. And representing for your 600th show, I think that's going to be super nice. And, you know, SBG will make sure that everything I can make it right.
SBG.
Won't be ill. You know, yeah.
Awesome.
So we're going to be in the building as well for you.
Well, I want you guys there. Yeah,
I appreciate the movement.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. And now I want to turn to some of the amazing things that you're doing that I had a chance to personally experience, folks. You know, I'm sitting up here in Brooklyn, New York, inside my studio, and I have to say, so getting an opportunity to have Jamel Silverback to myself this morning to talk all about his amazing businesses and wonderful things that are going on. First, I want to turn my attention to, I'm going to first talk about the all-natural corner. Let's talk about the all-natural corner. I remember when I got down there, I was, first of all, just greeted. Now, this is in Willingboro, New Jersey. And I was greeted by just the most amazing, sunshiny face ever from your amazing colleague there, and she just boiled over. Remind everybody, please tell me again her name. She was just wonderful. I want to shout her out this morning.
Yeah, shout out to Rochelle. She's in the building.
Yes,
that is
Shell,
my associate.
That's
and, look, yes, that is my associate and at the store. She holds me down. She holds it down. She's she's the queen of the store, man. She's in there. So when y'all go in there, tell Shell that you heard about her. She's great people.
Absolutely.
But the all-natural corner, she holds my store down. Yes.
Well, what I love is that she's so proud to you know, you could see it and hear it.
Yeah.
And I was a customer at that point because I really loved what she had.
So, Jamel, please tell everybody some of the things that you do there at the All Natural Corner, some of the wonderful things that you carry, because we need folks to come in there and check you out. So tell everybody some of the things.
Show.
And I'll tell you what I got.
Okay. So we'll talk about our All Natural products for hair, for body. I have All Natural Toothpaste. So the All Natural Corner is a brick and mortar in Willowboro, New Jersey. It's located at 12 Charleston Road. That's 12 Charleston Road in Willowboro, New Jersey. So I'm a brick and mortar. I've been there. I just celebrated my third year anniversary. So I've been there 3 years now here in the community. I'm in the community.
But that's like 30 years in the world of business. So
yes.
Let's start there. Right. How does it feel to celebrate 3 years? Because like I said, that's big. You've made it through a pandemic, starting a business.
Correct.
And having to
Correct.
Do all these thoughts. Man, we got to take our hat and tip it to you, sir. We really do, Jamel, because it's, you know, we tend to not realize because, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, it's my third year, da-da-da-da. But, no, this is huge.
Right.
So, tell us, how was that and what goes through your mind when you think back? Do you remember getting it started and all the hard work that it took to get the All Natural Corner moving along?
I do. I remember going in there. So we'll run through. I'm a general contractor.
A GC.
So
yes.
Yes, GC himself. So that's one of my companies. That's Mr. Vaughn's A1 Landscaping and Home Remodeling. So that's one of my entrepreneurial deeds that I do. I went into the building and basically I remember building it up from the ground from. What it was, tearing the roof out and putting in and then just figuring out what the community needed and how can I do it so that it was accessible and that I didn't have to shoot their income up to make mine, you know, to make it feasible.
Right.
And then I wanted to start helping the people. So I got into the herbs and the sea moss and the bladder rack and things of that nature. And then the people like
can you talk about that a little bit for us
butter.
Because for those of us who are not as familiar with that because we're just learning about some of these natural herbs. Is there anything that you could tell us? Are they good for us? I mean, how can we know so little about these herbs?
Due to the fact that growing up, of course, we didn't want. To be healthy. We didn't understand what health was. We thought health was all about just eating grass or, as they say, just vegetables. But health is also about taking roots and things of that nature so that you don't have to visit the doctors as much. And that's what I wanted to step away from. So it's been a while since I've been doing anything besides being natural. I've been vegan now 5 years. Which got me to open the vegan restaurant. But the All Natural Corner just has herbs, sea moss. So sea moss is 92 of our body's 102 minerals that we
heard.
Need.
Yeah.
We didn't know about it because it's a Jamaican seaweed. So basically it's from their ocean. They've been eating it for years in Jamaica. They've been eating it for years across seas, but we didn't know anything about it. And we are glad
until now
brought to the light because it's super healthy. I have individuals, and these are aged individuals that come into my store and get the sea moss and get the bladder rack to go with it or get the black seed oil to go with it. And then two months later, they're coming in and they're not complaining about the problems that they had. As you've seen, you know, they speak highly. And then like you said, I wanted to speak just a little bit about Shell and her in the store. The energy in there is great. And when you don't take someone out of what they want to do, they usually put their 1,000% into it. And that's why Shell has the All Natural Corner going the way it does. And she's been making it rotate for me. But she also understands the natural products and the way to handle the people. Customer service is my number one. Without customer service, I can't make a sale. Without customer service, I can't introduce you to these herbs that you need to heal. Just like this morning, you know, I had my cup of hibiscus tea just for healing, just for a calmness I wanted to feel today, just for the relaxation of it. So I also do, we also have herbs for that, you know, relaxation, antioxidants. And we also, we do it all at the All Natural Corner, one, which is in Willowbrook, New Jersey. And then the All Natural Corner two is also coming to Camden, New Jersey as well.
Wow.
So we'll be in Camden, New Jersey at 601.
I'll be there for the grand opening, by the way.
Oh, yes, yes.
Give that address again. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Real soon. We will be announcing that. So the All Natural Corner 2 will be based in Camden, New Jersey, and there, because I want to get closer to Philadelphia, and because I have customers that come from Delaware and come from South Jersey. So now I'm getting closer to give them the chance to not even have to spend so much on gas. They could save that and grab more herbs that they need, things of that nature. So
and there's some things you guys can ship out too, and all of that.
Yes,
as well.
We definitely ship. And you can just get us www.theallnaturalcornerstore.com. So that's the All Natural Corner. Yes,
love it.
Two.
Now hold it.
Yeah,
before
shout out to
we
my
go
partner,
from there. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. You have a partner. Please
shout
out
to
the partner.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to my partner in the All Natural Corner too, Rap, Mr. Troy Emerson. So we'll be bringing that to you. So we're going to have sauna. It's going to be a nice relaxing feel there. We're going to have our Zen room. We'll be working with the doctors from, we'll be working with Cooper Hospital as well. So shout out to Cooper Hospital for, giving me a call and let me know that they appreciate what I'm going to be doing out there, and they'll be offering their assistance as well. So shout out
and
to
I want you to bring all of them back to our show when you come back,
definitely,
of course.
They like my nonprofit organization. I have a nonprofit organization, SBG Academy. So SBG Academy, we have five lanes that we work out of, but it's all leased to one. We do music, we do singing lessons, everything virtual. Also, we'll be coming together now that things get a little bit open, and we'll be working directly with the children, like and adults. We do mental and physical abuse classes for male and female. We also offer, and that's not me per se, the person doing it. I have different certified individuals that already are in this field. Like I said, I don't take anybody out of that field to put them in anything. So we work with youth, adolescents. I have a free tutoring program. So if any children need free tutoring, they can contact me, Jamel Silverback, or Facebook, Instagram,
and through Hair Radio, of course.
Yes, and Hair Radio. Please go through the Hair Radio Morning Show, and they can get free tutoring. I'll make sure I get that to you, Carrie, so you can pass it along up here as well. And this is college. They work all the way up to college students, and it's free tutoring. And the longer you tutor, the more they invest and get time for free. And these
Absolutely.
Are college professors. These are teachers that's already in this field. So that's SBG Academy. We talked about Tank 1. We talked about Tank 2. And we talked about Deani Star. Shout out to Deani Star and Protected Species, my group. So that's SBG Promotions and Management. That is my management company. I also make all the music, so anyone looking for beats or anything of that nature or any hooks, we do that as well in music. So I touch all things because I love the things that I do.
All things
and
natural,
I don't get into any
say.
Right. I stay natural. And I don't get into any other lanes that I would confuse
you. Don't have time to get into any other lanes.
Right.
You're doing your thing. And what I love about getting to meet and learn about this amazing Jamel Silverback and all the folks that you're connected with, and I also have to take a moment. I had a chance to meet your mom which I just have to shout her out this morning. She is just incredible, beautiful, kind-hearted. So to me, it didn't, shout out to Miss Kathy this morning. It didn't take much for me to figure out in that moment where you got your disposition from, because I could see it. So just amazing poise and all of that. You got it on us. So really good stuff. And, and while we're talking about family, Brother Andre did, that I absolutely love, I want to just bring everybody's attention to this, because I'm trying to get this book in my website store so you guys will be able to get it at Hear Radio, and which is really important. It's this, a great title. I love this title. It's called Everybody is a Real Estate Investor. Yes, even you. And so I love it. It's by Andre Williams Sr. You've got to get this book. Again, please. You can come through here, Radio Morning Show. We'll put you in touch with these folks. He is just doing big things. And, again, Jermell, we just, what can we say? You're doing it all. Your brother's out there doing big things. Again, Andre Williams Sr., the book.
Bad
absolutely.
Contract. Yes,
absolutely.
Andre Williams.
Absolutely.
He does the book. We have a book coming as well. Protective Species also has a book coming out as well. So we'll have our first children's book to go with Protective Species song Perfect. And then they'll be doing a lot. So
and I want a coloring book.
Anything.
I want a coloring book, too.
You want a coloring book?
Down the road. I want a coloring book for the kids. Sure. We'll say for the kids.
Right, let's put that together then, Carrie. You already know. Don't say it, Carrie. I had the graphics this week, you know.
There you go. Well, I'm loving it. Yes, I'm loving it. And speaking of protected species, we got to
protect.
We're going to get on the other side. I just wanted to say that. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Now, I also want to say on a health note as well, I have La Luz Vegan Cafe. So I wanted to shoot that out there. Make sure you check us out at 313 Warren Street in Beverly, New Jersey. That's 313 Warren Street in Beverly, New Jersey. And that is La Luz, L-A-L-U-S, Vegan Cafe. We're the number one vegan spot here in New Jersey. You Google us, you say vegan place in New Jersey, and we come up, we're number one. Please check us out. Shout out to our official chef and partner, Miss Shauna Hardy, and my other partner.
Shauna with two N's. I love it.
Yes, with two N's. Yes, S-H-W-N-N-A. And my brother Corey X. And shout out to the Nation of Islam for helping us at all times and keeping
us
grounded with civilized movements as well. But I also, you know, I can't do this without thanking Allah, who is God for me. And if it wasn't for that move, for me understanding that, you know, there is things. There is a karma for all the bad or all the wrong that you can do. So to take the energy to do bad, it takes less energy to do good. So I learned that. But like I said, I just follow the ways of being right and exact and being civilized out here. I try to teach the young brothers and the youth. I will speak at for youth. I have been speaking for the youth here. Shout out to Brotherhood in Burlington, New Jersey. They work with the youth, and they asked me to come and speak to the young brothers because I let them know that, you know, I'm not one just speaking of it from above and like, oh, don't do this. Like I didn't listen to people that told me don't do this and had to find out the hard way what the hard way was. And I know what the bottom looks like, so it's my fight now to show the youth and these adults in my bracket and above me that we have to give back to the youth of what we know to be right and exact, and not what we just was trained to follow. So that's what I do. That's what the All Natural is all about. That's what Mr. Entrepreneur is about building businesses, building blocks and building communities back to make everything right and exact. And
I'm loving it.
My inspiration.
Well, that's what you're doing.
She always fought. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that's what you're doing. That sounds wonderful.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was just speaking about my mom being my inspiration. And you met her, and you see how she is. She always was a people person, and I always seen that the people just guided to her. And my mother plays piano out of this world, sings out of this world. My mother's played for every church here in Burlington County, and still to this day. But she's also down to earth, and she's
Miss
also
Kathy a very
people
is
person.
Just
yes.
Wonderful. She's just she is. You talk about light. She is light, and
yeah.
And just very easy energy. But you share that, so
yeah.
You definitely share that, and I love that. So this is we're thrilled and honored. You're going to be hearing from her too. I got some surprises
yes.
that we'll announce
oh, yeah.
very
oh, yeah.
soon
she's
on our
coming,
broadcast
she's
right here.
To the stage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is going to be nice.
Inspiration.
Yeah. And I want to.
Keyshawn, my brother James, and all
yes,
my children.
I'm going to talk about, all that you're doing down there. And before you move away from this, I want to talk a little bit more about La Luz Cafe, the vegan
okay.
Cafe, because this is really important.
Yes.
I tasted the food, folks, so I went there, okay, and
yes.
ate the food. Now, I have to tell you, I brought the food home. I said, oh, vegan, I've heard about vegan food. Nah, it can't be that. Well, let me tell you, of course, the place is beautiful, but I said, it's just a beautiful location, So, yeah, La Luz, and they're on Warren Street. Let me just say 313 Warren Street in Beverly, New Jersey. 08010, so just so that you guys can Google it and all that wonderful good stuff. But let me say this. You were ordering you a wonderful platter there, and I said, let me go ahead and do the same when somebody is being kind and, offers to share their food. And I brought it on home, and when I got home, and again, I had to travel all the way back to New York City from South Jersey. So I'm on the trains, and I could smell the food. And by the time I got home, I was ready to dig in. I really was. I was truly ready to dig in. And let me tell you something. I was blown away. I was blown away. And I'm not just saying this for radio. I'm not just saying this, folks. You need to go to La Luz Cafe, a vegan cafe, because it's just delicious food, and I really mean it, in Warren, New Jersey. So if you're in that area down there in Jersey, South Jersey area, please check it out. And you spelled it, which I really like, L-A-L-U-S, and it, S like salmon, that means like the light in
yeah.
Spanish, and I love that.
Exactly,
so really
it means the light.
Yes. So Jermell, so, over back. What? Tell us a little bit more about this and that food that was so good. I mean, I want to
yes.
I want to get some to bring up here. I got to get back down there and get some more of that food. And by the
yes.
way, the banana pudding was to die for. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man. That's
all,
what
I mean, I ate that
dessert.
Bloop in almost
yes.
in one sitting.
Yes. That's one of our number one desserts. Yes.
Yes.
So,
delicious.
We do a lot of we took vegan food and we wanted to put it to a different level than what's out there. We didn't want to portray the same mood, so we wanted to be in a comfort area, things that you would want when you come home from where you don't want, you know every day you don't want a salad, but some days you might want to get meatloaf or something like that. So we did a vegan loaf. Some days you want
and
to
let
just
me
have
tell
tofu,
you, it tasted so good.
Yes,
so
your mac
good.
And cheese, your mac no moo. We do a kale. So those are comfort foods. Falafel wraps. We have our Philly cheesesteak is our number one seller right now.
Oh, I gotta try that.
Yes, so we do it in a chicken style, which is made with our mushrooms.
Okay, I'm coming back. Can I get down there this
way? Yes.
I mean,
yes.
My God. Wow. Jermell. Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Well, the food is incredible, and the people, too. And,
yes,
this is not just some pat on the back. This is the truth. And so we love it. And I'm looking forward to coming down. And we haven't announced this officially,
but I'm excited to be part of what you're doing down there and helping folks as well. It means a lot to us here at Hair Radio. I'm looking forward to doing some, because you guys have live entertainment at the cafe.
Yes,
at
live entertainment.
Cafe.
Yes,
talk to us about that.
So we have every second Saturday, we have our karaoke night. This week we'll be doing our karaoke game night. And we do have the 25th, we have Mr. James DeWalt. He's also a phenomenal singer here in the community, and he's doing big things. He does a night every month, and that night is on Eventbrite as well, and you can just punch in La Luz Cafe and everything will come up. But he does, he sings with his live band. We serve a four-course meal, the number four. And we make sure you're good. It's the experience when you come to La Luz. So when you come there, everything is great. So it's not like, what do I get? Just try anything, and you're going to enjoy it. And you're going to come back to try something else and something else and something else. And we're always...
And your greeter there was very nice, too. The gentleman at the front, everybody,
Kyrie. Yeah, so when you get
in
there,
gotta
say
shout him
to Kyrie.
Out.
So shout out to Kyrie. He's holds us down. Also, we have our aunt at the front as well. So we all are family-oriented.
It's a family,
We have, everybody's family in there. Either aunts, cousins, or brothers. Me and Mr. Corey, we've been friends since I moved here in 1989. So we have, those years in together as well.
Jamel, I'm going to be right there with you guys. I'm the new adopted cousin you didn't know you had. Because I am not going anywhere. I love you guys. You guys are awesome. Doing some really good stuff. You know, you make us proud, man. You make us very proud.
Thank you.
I have to say.
You know, from SBG, I would like for everyone to just start looking out for these artists coming out of the SBG camp. Abed the Poet, he is something phenomenal. So you can also Google these individuals right now. They have music already online. So it's Abed the Poet, that's OVID the Poet. You have Zion the Vibe with an X, which is XION the Vibe, and also Dynasty TSR. Dynasty TSR. So you can look those
and send me some of those so we can get them here on our wonderful broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love the music that you guys are doing over there.
And we'll be having them out there in Atlantic City as well.
Yes, I am excited. Yes, August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Go to HairNationExpo.biz. Yes.
Make sure they hear that.
Absolutely.
August 21st. 22nd, 23rd.
And 23rd.
In the building. Showboat, Atlantic City. We will be there. Come out
and
support.
We are happy. Absolutely.
Yes,
and until then, I have to say, again, we've been talking with Jamel Silverback. We are so excited. You've been doing just amazing things in the community. You know, I want to remind folks, if you have not done so, how can they support this the book bag drive? Is there anything that we can do, the book bag drive? Is there anything we could do to drive that home for you?
Yes. So the book bag drive is basically a community book bag drive. This would be my seventh year doing it here in Wilmington, New Jersey. I wanted to bring all businesses together this year instead of doing six book bag drives over here, five over here, and different days we'll have one thing. We'll have one big community extravaganza. You can donate. You can send to my Cash App, which is Money Sign Jermell, J-E-R-M-E-L Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-A-N. That will go directly through my nonprofit organization, which is SBG Academy. You can look it up. It's an official nonprofit academy, SBG, which is at 311 Warren Street in Beverly, New Jersey, right next door to La Luz Cafe. So if you would like to donate, you can come to 311
Warren Street in Beverly, New Jersey, and donate. We're looking for anything, school books, pencils, pens. Monetary is not really what I need. We need book bags. So we need you to go out and buy the book bags because we want to give to at least 500 or more children. I usually do.
And this is important in our community.
So we would definitely love to take a lot of burden off for the parents. I'm all about trying to take some burden off here, you know, so that maybe you can help add a little bit to the light bill that we haven't been able to take care of during COVID and stuff like that. So
absolutely.
That's what we're here for. Also, if we can get, we're looking for polos, light blue polos, shirts for children. So if anyone has that information where I could get them wholesale, they can get in touch with Hair Radio Morning Show.
Exactly.
And please give me the information. And if they would like to donate as well, they can get in touch with the Hair Radio Morning Show and donate to you. And then, Carrie, we can work it out with SBG Academy.
We will do just that. And remember,
and
folks, go right ahead. The book
I
bag
wanted
drive.
To give the date of the book bag
yes,
drive.
Yes, important.
Yes, it's going to be April 15th.
I said August 15th. I just wanted to make sure that's clear. August 15th, okay.
Right.
I want to say hold it. Okay, you're really ahead. You're thinking way ahead. But yeah,
I had to wake everybody up.
You did just that, yeah. My friend. So we are talking about August 15th. That's a Sunday.
It'll be at the All Natural Corner, which is at 12 Charleston Road.
We love the All Natural Corner. Yay!
Yes.
So that, and they've got a lot of space out there. This is going to be beautiful. Well, listen, I have to say, Jermell Silverback, I just want to thank you. We wish you nothing but success with all of that. Again, connect with us at hairradio.com. You can go to our website. Again, that's hairadio.com. Not only do we have a website store there, but a 24-hour radio network playing, and we're going to run all this back in case you missed any part of it today. I want to thank again Mr. Jermell Silverback for being with us, and you got to shout out to everybody. You got a big team of folks, and we just love everybody. Just great stuff who are connected with what you're doing. Jermell, continue.
Shout out
success.
To my SBG squad.
Yeah.
Whole SBG squad. I could run them down from my mom to my children, Nare, Najee, Nason, Samaj, Shell at the store, Shauna, Harden, our chef and partner, Corey X, my brother Andre, Ovid, Zion, Dynasty, Mac. And make sure you check out Deani Star and Protect the Species coming to you live. And if you're looking for any performances and you have any shows coming up, we also are willing to come and perform for your show. So, BG.
We're going to have you come back and bring them. So we're going to have you come back with each of these amazing artists. Now, this is a song that I want to get on to end today's broadcast. It's called Perfect, Protect Your Species. We'll see you back here soon. Jermell Silverback, thank you so much for being with us today. Awesome job.
Thank you so much.
Here is their song, Protect Your Species, Perfect. Let's take a listen.
P-E-R.